Hello and
welcome to Mind Decoder, the radio show for those of you whose psychedelic pussy is purring contentedly on your lap, dreaming of chasing lysergic sugar mice through the mouse holes of your mind.
If you know what I mean. I don't half the time, but it's not orange. Now where was I? Right. So you're listening to Waiheke Radio, your community radio station here on Waiheke Island, broadcasting live from the White House on 88.3 or
107.4 FM.
But you know all that. It's a kaleidoscopic mix of psychedelia, acid folk, krautrock, hauntology, cosmic wigouts, and a lot more besides. They're presented by me, L, each Thursday night at
9 o'clock. Mixed up and mashed up into a continuous mix.
But as regular listeners will know, I return about halfway through the show for an update on the sounds.
And on tonight's show, you'll be hearing some Japanese psych rock from the Boredoms and new tracks from Primal Scream, the Soft-Hearted Scientists and the Focus Group, as well as a special recording by Julian Cope, the full 45 minutes of Ravolution, a full-on
cosmic jam in the style of a funkadelic freakout. That's coming along in part two of the show. There's a full track listing
available at waihikiradio.org.nz, where you can also download the show, or you may want to check out my shiny Mindacoder blog site at
mindacoder.blogspot.co.nz for even more information regarding the acts on tonight's show.
But for now, all you really have to do is chill.
Make yourselves comfortable. Turn the lights low and the sound up.
Yes, but it's such a rolling neck. Yes, and us.
You know what to do. You're listening to Mind Decoder. Please enjoy your trip.
So off the three children went, out of the tiny white front gate and into the lane. They explored all round about. They ran across a field where pink clover was full of bees. They paddled in a small brown stream that chattered away to itself under the willow trees in the sunshine. And then they suddenly came to a wood. It was not far from their cottage at the back. It looked quite an ordinary wood, except that the trees were a darker green than usual. A narrow ditch separated the wood from the overgrown lane. "A wood," said Beth, in delight. "We shall be able to have picnics here." "It's rather a mysterious sort of wood," said Jo thoughtfully. "Don't you think so, Beth?" "Well, the trees are rather thick, but they seem about the same as any others," said Beth.
"They don't quite," said Franny. "The noise the leaves make is different. Listen."
They listened, and Franny was right. The leaves of the trees in the wood did not rustle in quite the same way as other trees nearby did. "It's almost as if they were really talking to one another," said Beth. "Whispering secrets. Real secrets that we just can't understand."
"It's a magic wood," said Franny suddenly.
Nobody said anything. They stood and listened.
"There might be fairy folk in there," said Beth.
children looked in excitement at one another. The Enchanted Wood. What a lovely name. And each child secretly thought the same thought. I shall go and explore the Enchanted Wood as soon as ever I can.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coder.
New sound. We'll be right back. Decoder.
Mind 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 Decoder.
Franny noticed it first. Not far off was a clear piece of soft grass. As Franny looked at it, she noticed bumps appearing on it. She stared in surprise. The bumps grew. The earth rose up and broke in about six places.
Look, said Franny in a low voice, pointing to the piece of grass. What's happening over there?
All three of them watched in silence. And then they saw what it was. Six big toadstools were growing quickly up from the ground, pushing their way through and rising up steadily. I've never seen that happen before, said Joe in astonishment.
The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid. Lock them in a box, throw them off the docks, but sooner or later they'll break the lid. The monsters of the id, they will never stay hid.
A broad branch that led to a yellow door set neatly in the big trunk of the faraway tree. It had a little knocker and a brightly polished bell. The children stared at the door. I wonder who lives there, said Franny. Shall we knock and see, said Joe. Joe rang the bell. A voice came from inside the door. I'm washing my hair. If that's the butcher, please leave a pound of sausages.
Take You're listening to Mind Decoder on Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio. On Waiheke Radio.
Mushroom Box, 1975. Mushroom Box.
Oh, so nice and spicy, but the flavor that you crave will leave you grinning like a loon.
Mushroom Box, 1975. Mushroom Box, 1975.
A cup of tea will always be the purpose of the morning for those that have to shave and read the paper. Time to do some digging. Let me rearrange some tables in the lounge car of your brain.
Up they went again, passing more little doors and windows, but seeing no one else. And at last they saw above them a vast white cloud.
Look, said Joe in amazement. This cloud has a hole in it, and the branches go up. I believe we're at the very top of the tree. Shall we creep through the cloud hole and see what land is above? Oh, let's! Cried Beth and Franny. So up they went.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Mind Decoder. Coder.
One big broad branch slanted upwards at the top of the faraway tree. Joe climbed onto it and looked down. But he could see nothing, for a white mist swirled around and about. Above him, the enormous thick white cloud stretched, with a purple hole in it through which the topmost branch of the faraway tree disappeared. The children felt tremendously excited. At last they were at the very top. Joe carefully pulled himself up on the last branch. He disappeared into the purple hole. Beth and Franny followed him. The branch came to an end, and a little ladder ran through the cloud. Up the children went, and before they knew what had happened, they were out in the sunshine, in a new and very strange land.
Thank you. Mind decoder.
And then they heard a very curious noise indeed. It was a sound of crashings and bangings and clatterings and clangings. The children were quite alarmed. The noise is coming from just around the corner, said Joe. They crept very cautiously to the corner and peeped round. There they saw a crooked little house with a saucepan for a chimney. The noise came from inside the house. The children crept to the window and looked in. And inside they saw the strangest little man they had ever seen, dancing the strangest little dance. He had saucepans and kettles hung all over him. He wore a saucepan for a hat, and he crashed two saucepans together as he danced. Do you think he's dangerous? Said Joe in a whisper.
End of part one. Intermission.
And there you go, or rather, there they go.
Because we seem to have been joined by Beth, Joe and Franny in their
breathless adventures
in Enid Blyton's Enchanted Wood.
Did you know that they were originally called Beth, Dick and Franny, who lived in a simpler, less politically
correct time before the
strokes got hold of them and they were
rendered safe? Something may have been
gained.
But quite clearly, something has been lost, I fear.
And you're listening to My Decoder here on Waiheke Radio with me, L, taking you on a trip via the dimension of each Thursday evening. And I've just interrupted the show briefly just to bring you up to date on what you've heard so far in what has been, I'm sure you'll agree, a very enjoyable first half of the show.
We got things started with a short piece by John Brooks called Location, which also opens his album Shapwick, which came out earlier this year, but that was soon
swallowed up by Mind Mischief from Tame Impala, whose Lonerism album was one of my favourite releases of 2012. And do check out the video the next time you have 5 minutes or so free. I played Circle by Japanese psych rockers The Boredoms from their album Vision Creation New Sun, released in 1999, and what a marvellous piece of psych rock that was. Primal Scream with Rivers of Pain from their marvellous new album More Light. That is more than just a welcome return to form. It really is quite excellent. I played a little hauntological piece from the new album by the Focus Group. That was called Hope Hodgson from the Electric Carousel, released through Ghost Box, the home of all things hauntological, of course. I played Monsters of the Id by Welsh Pastoral Psychedelicists. The Soft-Hearted Scientists from their new album False Lights. Shelter Song by The Temples absolutely blew me away first time I heard that.
Mushroom Box 1975 by Anton Barbeau, could also possibly be called Anton Barbeau, I suppose, from his 2006 release, the marvellously titled In the Garden of the Apple Sun. Perry Leopold with The Windmill from his classic acid folk album Christian Lucifer, released in 1973. And finally, a track called Acid Land from Laughing Soup
Dish, from their 1987 debut album We Are The Dish, as prime as example of 1980s lo-fi psychedelic garage rock as you'd hope to find. All of this information and indeed more is of course available at wahikiradio.org.nz. Or you might want to check out the Mind Decoder blog site at mindecoder.blogspot.co.nz. Now,
you're listening to Mind Decoder here on Waiheke Radio, and long-time listeners of the show will know I'm quite a fan of your man Julian Cope, who's enjoyed two recent
releases. His new album is called Revolutionary Suicide, and I'll be playing something from that in an upcoming show. But this week, I'd like to play you a 45-minute track that is available as a download from his head heritage site called Ravolution. And 45 minutes, I know.
I'll just read you what it says here. For those of you with an outright hunger for... I can't do Julian Coke accents, by the way. No, I really can't. For those of you with an outright hunger for cross-faded endurathons of funkadelic freakouts, commune chants, and lavish monolithic Detroit grooves,
the Archdrude has fashioned an ever-unfolding non-stop ecstatic protest EP somewhere between the Faust tapes and the Drude's own half-hour-long 90s remixes, Radio Sit-In and Ambulance. And if that doesn't get you excited, then sadly, your psychedelic pussy may be dead.
So here you go. For the first and perhaps only time on the radio, Mind Decoder presents Julian Cope's Ravolution. But what radio station would dare play such a thing?
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
End of intermission. Part 2.
Revolution! Revolution!
Revolution!
resolute. Be unkind of him.
You're listening to Mind Decoder.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mind Decoder. On Waiheke Radio. 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 On Waiheke Radio.
Mind Decoder.
Mind Decoder. Mind Decoder.
Mind Decoder.
Mind Decoder.
Mind Decoder.
Mind Decoder.
Thank you.
Come on, girls, said Joe, laughing. We really must go home. We shall never wake up in the morning. So they went home once more, through the enchanted wood, with the moon shining pale and cold between the trees. What a lovely day it's been. We are lucky to live near the enchanted wood. They were, weren't they? The end.
Indeed, and joining me on the show tonight, Kate Winslet, reading from Enid Blyton's The Enchanted Wood, which I've enjoyed so much,
I may well play a whole chapter
at some point in the future. But this is Mind Decoder, and that was Julian Cope's Revolution, taking up over the whole of part two of the show,
very much, I hope, for your listening pleasure. It's released as a download from Cope's Head Heritage.
Check out the podcast section at wahikiradio.org.nz for details.
Or my very own blog site at mindecoder.blogspot.co.nz for details. And it accompanies the release of his new album, Revolution.
No Suicide, from which I'll be playing a track or two
shortly. Not tonight, sadly, because that's it from me.
I hope you've enjoyed the show here on Waiheke Radio, your community radio station.
I'll be back next week with another Mind Decoder. Until then, my name's Elle.
That was Mind Decoder.
Sleep tight. No.
Waiheke Radio.